Today's Av is Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Hey, toward the bottom of Amud Aleph, still within our general topic of taking oaths. The Gemara discusses the case of the shepherd's oath. The case was a certain shepherd who people would entrust their animals each day with witnesses present to make sure that no funny business would go on. Once one day happened to be, there were no witnesses who were there when the animals were exchanged, and at the end of the day, the shepherd denied ever having been given the animals. Along came two witnesses who testified that Mr. Shepherd had actually eaten two of the animals for lunch and dinner. A debate ensues over whether the court should make the shepherd take an oath regarding the remaining animals. Reb Zeira argued that he can't take an oath because it wouldn't be credible. What's the issue? This shepherd is guilty of robbery. The Gemara rejects this, ends up rejecting this, and proves that he is only presumed a robber when he herds his own animals by allowing them to eat in the fields of other people. But the case at hand, the animals belong to other people. So the Gemara says, "V'ilo teimahachi," if we don't say this, meaning if we don't say that he's only presumed a robber when it's his own animals, anan chivata leroa hechi masrina. So how could it ever be that we would ever allow people to give their animals in the first place to shepherds? Why? Because we have a Torah prohibition. V'haktiv lifnei iver lo titen michshol. You can't put a stumbling block in front of the blind. And therefore, if a shepherd is always presumed to be a robber, then by definition, every time you give your animals to the shepherd, he's going to sin. You're putting in front of him the potential that he's going to sin, that he's going to take these animals and bring them to other people's fields to eat. And therefore, it must be that the only case in which we presume the shepherd to be a robber is when it's with his own animals. Ela chazaka ein adam chote velolo. There's a presumption that a person will only sin for their own personal benefit. This shepherd wouldn't rob somebody else for the benefit of somebody else's animals. So we've discussed different angles of this concept in the past. Let's see how it plays out in a question that was asked of Shlomo Zalman Orbach by the author of the Sefer Tevilas Kelim, which is a whole sefer that discusses the laws of making vessels that were created by Gentiles, making them possible to use them for kosher food, for cooking kosher food, bringing them to a what we call a kelim mikvah, a special ritual bath, ritual sink, which we put in these kelim, which are bought from stores that the products were made by Gentiles. So Tzvi Cohen, the author of the Sefer, asked Shlomo Zalman Orbach, what is the halacha with gifting an item which has not been toveled to a newly married couple who in all likelihood will not bring that pot, that pan, to a mikvah, to a kelim mikvah? Is it a violation of lifnei iver? Are we putting in front of them a stumbling block that they're going to use? These are going to cook in these things and they're never going to make them Jewish, to convert them, to put them in the mikvah, to make them usable for baking kosher food. Based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Davav, the prohibition seems to only kick in when one hands an actual prohibited item to somebody else. For example, the Gemara gives a cup of wine, giving that cup of wine directly to a person who's prohibited from drinking wine, a Nazir, and it's absolutely clear that due to one's direct passing, this Nazir will drink the wine. The cup of wine, in the words of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is a cheftza shel iser, it's an item of prohibition. Let's say he would have handed him a closed bottle of wine without an opener. No, that's not lifnei iver, because he's not giving him anything that's a actual prohibited item. It's only prohibited if he's able to drink this now. If you're giving him the ability to violate the prohibition now. If I sell somebody a house and they use the house in the wrong way, that's their problem what they do with that. And therefore, we could argue it's not clear this newly married couple will even need this new pot and pan. They have another one, and therefore this new pot and pan gift is not going to be a chefta shalishu. The problem is, our Gemara asked, but maybe giving animals to the shepherd is lifnei iver. Those animals are not chefta shalishu. They're just animals. They haven't done anything with them yet. Yet we're still concerned. Maybe we shouldn't be so quick to be lenient. Well, the Ritva is quoted by the Shita Mikubetz. It's very interesting that lifnei iver, this prohibition, very fundamental, only applies when the shepherd takes care of other people's animals. But his own animals, where anyway there's an issue of robbery, there is no application of lifnei iver. Everyone asks what difference it makes. Who cares if he's shepherding his own animals? Every extra animal causes him to violate gezela, robbery, each time. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach explained that since the animals are not a prohibited item, he's only called a shepherd when others deposit their animals with him. But with his own animals, he's not called a shepherd at all. So L'Halach of Shlomo Zalman Orbach warns not to gift untoveled vessels to those who won't put them in the mikvah. And if we want to really be smart and really be wise, it's a great opportunity for those who don't know this beautiful halacha to teach them this beautiful halacha of taking those vessels, turning them, making them Jewish, putting them in the mikvah, and giving them the ability to cook their beautiful food in their new home.